Okay. We're going to start three lines from the bottom. Kuf Tes Amid Beis. Crack the Gemara. The summer Rav Ibal Eni Loi Bo Loi. Does Rav hold that he'll get? We're talking about a Tana that became 12. Trying to figure out how and when does the Kedushin turn from a rabbinic Kedushin into a biblical Kedushin. So we had we had, who said? Rav. Rav said that it turns into a biblical Kedushin by living with her. That's what Rav said. Rav Sheshes disagreed, and the Gemara got out of Rav Sheshes' proof against Rav. But Rav said that what makes it a biblical Kedushin is the act of living with her post 12. Frank the Gemara. Now, I just want to point out that as soon as she turns 12, rabbinically, we don't let her do chalitza. I'm sorry, Mian. Because she's of age to have a Kedushin deraisa. Biblically, she's not married till he lives with her. But even if you learn that he has to live with her to make it biblical, the Rabbanon don't allow Mian. I'm sorry. Once a girl turned 12.
We did have that where she confirms it, right? She confirms that what she did earlier was a real Mian.
Yeah, that's different.
Right.
But that's to mean Tila, she can't do one. Correct. Okay. Not the Gemara Vayta. Does Rav hold that it's the living with her that creates the Kedushin? Remember we learned. Tana Shaloi Mianna. A Tana that didn't do Mian. Vigdila. She became 12. The Amda Venisis. And she married somebody else. Okay? Ruve married a Tana. The Tana turned 12. And went and married a second husband, a different husband. Rav Amar Ein Tzricha Get Misheni. Rav says, you don't even have to have a get from the second one. It wasn't a marriage. She's married to number one. Shmuel Amar Tzricha Get Misheni. My love, the loy bo. The assumption is she turned 12, but there was no living with her. And the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel is it biblical automatically or not? And Rav says that the second one's Kedushin is not a Kedushin. Because she's biblically married to the first one. And why is she biblically married to the first one? The Gemara is assuming he never consummated the marriage after 12. So the reason she's not biblically married to the first one is because the Kedushin turned biblical as soon as she turned 12, like the other way of learning, that it was like a condition in the Kedushin that she turned biblical at 12, which we talked about, right? So it's a raya that Rav does not require a bia to turn it into a deraisa. Ever the Gemara loy debo. It's not true. The case is, Higdila, and she had bia, and then she accepted Kedushin from the second guy. Since he lived with her, he's married with her biblically, she accepts Kedushin from a second guy. It's not a Kedushin. Let me explain. If it were only a rabbinic marriage, and she accepted Kedushin from a second guy, she would be biblically married to the second guy. Rabbinically married to the first guy, biblically married to the second guy. She would need a get from husband number two. She's married to him. The Rabbanon aren't happy. She was already married to the first guy rabbinically, but you can't say that she doesn't need a get. But if you say that if she's biblically married to the first guy, then she doesn't need a get from the second guy. It's like every age is ish, right? A 25-year-old lady is married, goes, accepts Kedusha from somebody else. It's a waste of time. She's an age of six. It's not typhus. Doesn't need a get. Rav says she doesn't need a get. She doesn't need a get. That means the Gemara is saying she's obviously biblically married. And it doesn't say in the statement that she had a relationship with the first husband. So the Gemara assumes that she didn't. And the Gemara sees in Rav that the marriage turns biblical without the benefit of having lived together with her first husband. And for the Gemara Loi, the Baal, he lived with her. That's the case of Rav. Reuben married Ektana, she turned 12, he lived with her, and now she went and married Shimon. It's a non-marriage. She's married to Reuben. Frech the Gemara, the Baal, my time at the Shmuel. Now we got a problem with Shmuel. How can Shmuel say she needs a get? Why does she need a get? What age is this? No, you can't be married to two people. And for the Gemara, Kesavar Shmuel hold, Kalabayel Adas Kedushin Rishayin Vabayel. Shmuel is of the opinion, and the Gemara will elaborate on this a little bit. Shmuel holds that it's not an automatic that when he lives there the first time, he means to marry her biblically. He's continuing his current marriage, which is rabbinic. Remember, in order to turn the rabbinic into biblical, there has to be an act of kedusha.
Well, he is an act of kedusha.
If he wants it to be an act of kedusha,
be a tzar kavana.
Kedusha needs kavana, correct?
She's 12 now.
Again.
She's 12.
Yes.
So that doesn't make a difference then?
No, she had a party. She had a birthday party. Well, the bat mitzvah party. She even spoke at it, bar Torah, the bat mitzvah party. What do you want? And her. They have to want to get married biblically.
Lives with a girl. They're not married. So they live together.
Exactly. Now, he is married to her rabbinically. What do we say when he does the bia the first time? Rob says, everybody knows, they don't want to live with a woman unless they're really married. And as soon as they have the opportunity to really marry, they really marry.
That's right.
And Shmuel says, not true. They're willing to live on, they're not, unless they think that way, we assume they're just continuing their rabbinic marriage.
This has nothing to do with any other way to be less or be less.
It does. It does, to an extent, and we'll see in a minute. It does. Meaning Shmuel is willing, people are willing to live not in the highest standard of marriage. That's what we see here. Yes. It's not exactly another mitzvah of love to be listeners, but it's a close relative.
So when does this Aldaz Kedushin or Rishonim stop? Or when they think it?
Exactly.
And so for 15 years.
Yes. 100 years.
What does that mean, that condition we're showing?
They're continuing the original marriage. They're not.
It was, the marriage.
It was a rabbinic marriage.
Yeah.
Continuing.
They're continuing.
It's not a
kid. So we have the children, our rabbinical
children. Yeah, it's not a mamzer, even if it's not married.
Yeah,
I get it. But then. Most seems to say.
So what's the difference? If you learn that you need bia to make it a derisa,
you need kavana. You need intent. Yeah, Rav says automatically the intent is there. Nobody wants to keep on living rabbinically if they can live biblically.
Let's say, for example, they had a chuppah and didn't have the bia. Chuppah also is an act of...
Yeah, but they don't have chuppah. This is not what happened.
But I'm asking you, my question is like this. If a lady has chuppah...
Then she's a nesua.
She's a nesua without bia, right?
Correct.
And if she lives with somebody else, it's the same. Like, it's like...
Chenek. She right. gets chenek.
So why is bia the... The woman's bia is here is because that's the case?
Yes.
But not the...
Again, see, the way it used to work in those days, if I understand correctly, Ruvain married a 9-year-old girl rabbinically, had a wedding, and a musician, and a photographer... And then, when she turned 12, no new wedding ceremony was made. She was already married. So what they did is, they lived on. Now, Rav says as soon as they live on, what happens is their intent is kedushin, and you don't need Adam, because the fact that they live like husband and wife serves like the Adas. And therefore, we can testify that these people had a new kedushin. They were alone in the house. They've lived there for the last who knows how long. They probably are having relationships, the same kedushin, because they don't want to live on rabbinically when they can be married biblically. No one wants to have their relationships on a lesser level than they can have them. They'd rather have it sanctified biblically, if the word sanctified is correct. Shmuel is saying that's not necessarily a true statement. Unless we know that there was a positive intention, there's no reason to assume that there was.
How does that happen according to Shmuel? What has to be done?
He has to be mechaven, l'shem kedushin, and she does also.
We don't ask him if he
sees something. I mean, I guess we would ask him here, was he mechaven, l'shem kedushin? He would have to say, yes, he was. Tysus of Lushin says he has to be mefarish behedya shaboya l'shem kedushin. Now, I don't know what mefarish behedya means. That's what Tysus speaks out. According to Shmuel, he would have to say, I'm being Baal Hashem Kedusha. Now, I don't know who he says it to. Does he have to make an announcement in the newspaper? I don't think so.
The question that he asked is, a regular Kedusha, so first of all, Kaddish Lady, and then, according to Shmuel, forget about the Ketana, she's a regular Kaddish Lady, older lady, then she had beer with her, right? Did he have Kavana then also?
He had Kedusha already. You said he's a Kaddish Lady.
But I just want to continue on that Kedusha.
Why doesn't he have to continue on? You're married to her.
There's nothing you're going to gain by having beer. The question I have is, why wouldn't you do it?
Again, the question is, does the person have it in mind or not? You seem to be, I don't know why, there's nothing wrong in having it in mind, but can you automatically assume that the person is elevating his rabbinic to a biblical?
But why?
There's no reason not to. I'm trying to figure out what's bothering.
Why do you think the Svara Chitzoni is a person, according to Shmuel, a person will live with someone just to continue on the drabana?
He's not thinking.
He's not thinking. That's a problem.
Why is that a problem? I know a lot of people that do things they don't think.
It's hard to believe. It's hard to say that the Svara Chitzoni is
the Gemara can explain it a little bit better, but let me just point something out. He is continuing his marriage.
He's not a Ketana anymore.
But he's continuing his marriage. He feels married to her. He doesn't feel that he has to up his game. He's married to her. He's been living with her for 5 years. He's been wearing his talus over his head. He's been able to daven for Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur for the Amud. Yeah.
Not so sure.
Why not? He's married. Who cares? We keep Drabonim. Zakhtigimarvat. Pligibachal is in there. They had this argument already. The Itmar. Kitchal Tanai the Kansasam. Person made a Kedushin on a condition, and then he consummated the marriage without repeating the Kedushin. The condition. Rav Amatricha Menuget. Rav says, no one lives with a woman on condition, unless he's told us beforehand that he is. The assumption is he's re-mekadisher. He doesn't want the condition in the kedushin. Therefore, he must be making a new kedushin because you don't live with a woman on condition unless you specifically specify I am living with her on condition. The average man doesn't take a chance of living with a woman that's not going to be the highest form of relationship, marriage. Shmuel Amar, and if you have it again, Shmuel said he made a condition. It's not a marriage unless the condition is met. And if the condition is never met, it was never a marriage, even though he lived with her. Here is the Machlokes, with Rav saying, it's an automatic that he wants it to be the highest level. And Shmuel saying, not true. People will live with women not thinking of making it the highest level. Any Tanai that she has on the Darim, a Tanai, or whatever the Tanai is. No! He finds out later that Tanai wasn't kept. Now, in the next piece of Gemara, there is going to be, let's read it in time. Rav Amatricha Menuget, given the Nasmachu Lachlan Tanai, he forgave it tonight. Shmuel Amatricha Menuget, Kalabayel Adat, Kedushin Rishayndamit Bayel. He lives with her under the same conditions that he made the original Kedushin. And for the Gemara Tzricha. Now over here, there's the Girsa we have in the Gemara, and there's the Girsa Rashi had. It's a very unique case. Rarely do we have that our Gemara does not have Rashi's Girsa. And let me try to explain.
Rarely?
Let me try to explain. Oh, very few times. I didn't count. Let me try to explain what I mean. Once upon a time, Gemara was handwritten. When they had handwritten Gemaras, there were many Girsas in the Gemara. And the Rishayim weeded out the ones they thought were not good and kept the one they thought was correct. And therefore you can have different Rishayim with different Girsas in the Gemara. Usually, the printer, whoever printed Shas, used Rashi's Gersois in his, the way he printed his Gemara. Right? He picked Rashi's Gersois. Overwhelming majority of times. Sometimes, he picked a Gersa that Rashi did not have. Not very often. Isis will sometimes argue on the Gersa in our Gemara because he had a different Gersa that he thought was right. Here, the Gemara has Tysus' Gersa, not Rashi's Gersa. Very rare in comparison to the other ways, meaning in the percentages, this is a rare percentage, that the printed Gemara, which is based on Kisvei Yad of Rishaynim, as it was being copied, and when they printed the Gemara in the 1500s, they were using written text. Usually, the printer picked Rashi's text.
Were they together with Tamid and Chacham?
I assume that they were. I wasn't there, I can't tell you. And this is a rare example, and I mean rare in percentage, that the Gemara has a different Gersa than Rashi had. So we're going to learn first our Gemara's Gersa, and then we're going to see how Rashi learned it, what the Tzricha is, why are they both have to argue in two cases. Because the Gemara's question is, we have this argument already. Why are they arguing here and they're arguing there? And for the Gemara, Tzricha. Di'mahi, Mahi Kamarab, Mishimdei Ketanoh. There, there's a condition. If you live with a woman, you don't live on condition. But even the ball, Akhli Latinai. You live with her, you forgive the condition. Or you do a new condition without condition. Abba Baha, over here, he's not living in sin. Worst case scenario, he's living rabbinically. What's wrong with that? There, he's playing with fire. If the condition is not met, he'll be living out of wedlock. No man wants to live out of wedlock, Rashi says. Rav says. Therefore, Rav says, automatically, he's renewing a higher level condition. Here, he's not living in sin. It's totally sanctioned rabbinically. Doesn't have that pressure to elevate it. So maybe Rav would say it's a continuing of a rabbinic marriage. If it would only say it over here, but by condition, that's why we need both arguments. So our gears to the Gemara. Shmuel would only say it here because there's nothing wrong in living rabbinically. But over there, you're taking a chance that it might not be a kedushin because of a condition. Shmuel wouldn't say it. Therefore, we need the argument in both cases. That's how our Gersa has it. We're going to see in Rashi that he had a different tzrichasa. We'll see in Rashi. Let's do Rashi. Dr. Rashi, we'll start from the second, but we have to start in order. Kishabal. The people had a tzricha get. Mishayni, the bila shabal, mishayni, mishigadla. Stumble the same kedushin is chavim. We assume he meant kedushin according to Rav. The idea of shein kedushin kana klum. He realizes that kedushin kana is nothing compared to biblical marriage. Al tanai shein ola the dorim a movement to make a condition that she doesn't have the dorim or blemishes. Kantasam viyakach nimtzola the dorim tzricha get. He the same kedushin havoi. Rashi is being very careful here. It's not the original condition that's working. You can't make the original condition work. In it on condition, it doesn't work unless the condition is met. But by living with her, you are creating a new condition. The idea hayo, shein kedushin rishayim klum. He realizes that the first one might not be working. Hachigasin and tzricha. Now listen to Rashi. Nidma b'ha, b'okam arabish n'deleka t'nai. V'okhi isti b'ksubas perikamadar. Rashi is quoting the Gersa in the Gemara in Ksubas. If the argument would only be in this case, I would say, Rav, the here he thinks about making it a higher level Kedushin. From the Leket Tanoa, Aim Sol Kedushin Mishayna Mishim Tanai, Elo Shim Katnas. It's not that he insisted anything, not that he had desires that have his conditions met. It's just that rabbinically, biblically, he couldn't marry her. It was a rabbinic marriage, so as soon as he can elevate the level of marriage, that's what he would want to do. V'adam yedeya shein kedushin rishayim klum v'chazer abal l'shem kedushin. Abu bahi dikatznai Let me explain. The way Rashi learned, the opposite is the Havamina. I would think if a guy makes a condition, he means this condition. He made this condition. Why would he be Michael on the condition? He's not willing to marry her without the condition. He's assuming that there's no problem. When he finds out there's a problem, that's not the wife he wanted. I would think Rob agrees that over there it's not a marriage. But over here, nothing wrong. It was rabbinic. Why shouldn't he want to make it biblical?
That's what someone
said in class, right? So therefore, the Rashi's Trichus is the other way. Had you only had the Machloikus here, I would say Rav there agrees to Shmuel.
Rav. He said Rav's part
of the thing. So it's the same idea. Basically, both sides of the coin is that if it would say it one place, we wouldn't know the other place. Here the Gemara, our Gersha seems to say, if it would say it there, I would say you're playing with fire of a non-marriage. That's why Rav said it. But here, it's a rabbinic marriage. Rashi adds that if it said it here, I would say, why wouldn't he want to elevate it? There, he doesn't want to be married to that kind of a woman.
Is the difference in the Gersis, he knows about the Tanai, he doesn't know about the Tanai?
He knows about, I don't know. The difference in the Gersis is just which way you want to approach it.
If he knows that the Tanai was not kept, and he still goes...
That's a different story, but there's no reason to assume that he knows that.
So he only knows it after?
Correct. That's how we've been assuming all along.
So
they found out after the Tanai is not kept.
So what's the Gemara's Yersa again?
That over there, nobody wants to take, he's living with her not knowing whether the Tanai is kept. But he realizes that the last thing he wants to do is be stuck living with a woman without being married to her. So he's making a new Kedushin without a Tanai.
Is he doing that retroactively?
No, you can't do it retroactively.
But he's assuming...
He doesn't assume it. He doesn't know. And he's on the chance that she didn't keep the Tanai, he's making a new marriage.
On the chance so just in case...
He's having Kavana to marry her without condition.
Is he being Michael her on that then?
You can't be Michael and make the original condition work.
You can't be Michael from now, we come up on not making the Tanai anymore and I'm going to make a new condition.
That's what is happening.
Okay.
Rashi said the condition of Katana
in comparison to biblical marriage, correct.
Why can't I take it literally? How do you know that that...
Because we had a big machloikas, whether it's klum or not. We're not going to get picked sides.
Klum is something we had before. That's...
We had a machloikas out of you, Kedusha Katana. Reb Lazar and Rabbi Shua, right? We had a machloikas.
So
I'm not going to pick sides in Tanoim here.
What happened to the Kedusha of the Katana? It was in effect until...
it's in effect now. It's in effect now.
It's still in effect when she's a Dola.
Yeah, it's a rabbinic Kedusha. It doesn't go away.
And what is the benefit of having Doraisa?
Avram Cohen will explain to you.
I didn't get it.
Avram Cohen will explain to you the benefit of having Doraisa. Why would a guy who would have married rabbinically and not biblically, wouldn't he want to be married the right way?
Already is married the right way.
It's not right in comparison to what he could be married. Let me put it better. One is a rabbinic thing to save girls, so we made this new marriage. We wouldn't make it if we have a chance of a deraisa. Let me put it this way. You can't marry a 12-year-old girl rabbinically.
Right.
That means the Torah wants you to be married biblically. That's how marriage is supposed to be.
I'm assuming over here she married herself off, or her mother married herself.
Yes, that's what it's talking about.
Her father married her off.
It would be biblical. It wouldn't be a discussion, no.
Okay. Mitzvah Doraisa, the Rabbanim versus the Mitzvah Doraisa.
You want to word it that way. The marriage Doraisa. Definitely a more sanctioned kind of marriage. It's not wrong to be married rabbinically, but it's not the highest level of marriage. So again, Rav still told us that the way the Kedushin changes from rabbinic to biblical was by living with her. Did Rav say that? There was a story, the Havi ben Narsh, that was in the city of Narsh. The Igdashik Shiktana, the Godlob, a woman became Mekudeshes as a Ktana rabbinically, and she became a Gedaila. The Oisva Aber Kesaya, and he put her on a litter.
The bridal litter.
Meaning, basically, this guy did what Avraham Cohen would like the guy to do. Celebrate the fact that she became a Gedaila. So he put her on a bridal litter, and he was going to make a whole new thing. His wife is turning from a Ktana to a Gedaila. And meanwhile, and somebody came and grabbed her and married her. Now, obviously, he married her with her agreement, because if not, it wouldn't be a Kedushin. He got her to agree to marry her, to him. And Vrabruna, Vrabchananu, Tamide de Rav Havuasam. And there were two Rabbonim there, both of them students of Rav. And they said she's married to the second one. That makes it sound that that she's married biblically to the first one. Now, over here, doesn't say anything about marriage being consummated. It said she turned 12 and he put her on the bridal litter. Seems to indicate that they never consummated the marriage yet. And still, the Talmidim of Rav said she's not married to the second one, she's married to the first one. You don't even have to bother getting a get from the second one. Why not, according to Rav? If you learn that it's not an automatic derisa, you need an act of living together, it didn't happen. And for the Gemara, Amar Abba Benarsh Minsav Nasivi Vada Maisagmei Kasaya. You have your factual one. They used to consummate the marriage before they took her on the bridal litter. They didn't party until after they made it biblical. It's not that they partied and then he lived with her. He lived with her and then partied. So when he lived with her, he made it Kedusha. So now somebody grabs her and does Kedusha. Sorry, she's married. No Mishlein.
How Amina was
that he took her to the bridal litter, has never consummated the marriage since she turned 12. Having a party, and then afterwards he's going to consummate the marriage.
According
to Rob, she needed to get from the second one.
The bridal thing was what then?
It's like a chuppah.
A bad party!
But nothing.
Spiritual.
Why can't it be like a chuppah? It's like to be like Bia.
Again, they didn't do a chuppah yet!
They
took her on a bridal litter.
Chuppah?
No.
It's not a
chuppah. No.
It just shows that they already
consummated
the marriage.
No, it doesn't. Well, not in the Havamina. It shows that they're now, he's going to go elevate the marriage. Exactly. Not chuppah. It's the wrong word.
Other form of chuppah.
No, it isn't. It's not even an assumption. It's an assumption that he's planning to marry her biblically.
What's Rashi saying?
He didn't live with her yet. I guess it means he's on her way to this thing. As for the Hakalai Chukur Gita Mibasra, Alma Khalu Kadusha Kamoy. He lived with her and then they had this party. Whatever chuppah is, to make machlokes in China, what chuppah is. Whatever chuppah is, to make sure nesua.
Rashi means stop the word chuppah. Like
I don't think. I think Avraham assumed something, and that might be a wrong assumption. And I agreed with him, and I was wrong. I don't know if you can make a chuppah and elevate it from a kedusha ktana to a kedusha gdaila by chuppah. You need an act of kedusha. Where's the kedusha? Chuppah is not kedusha.
You don't need
Kedushin,
you mean
Nisuin. No, you need Kedushin. It's rabbinic Kedushin. No.
She's 12 now. So what he lives
at? Hold on. Step back.
Kedushin.
Shui's getting married on Thursday? Going under a chuppah?
Actually, it's Friday because it's
Sunday. Are you going under a chuppah? Even Friday, they go under a chuppah, right? Now, when they go under a chuppah, is he going to do kedusha there? Yeah. Is he going to get kedusha there? Why? He's going under the chuppah. The chuppah do everything. Why did he need kedushin?
He kedushin first.
He's there under the chuppah.
But you need kedushin first, right?
I'm asking you a question. People getting married today, b'zman hazeh, they go under the chuppah before kedushin?
Like, well, ceremony.
Rabbi's trying to say, I think.
Don't tell everybody.
Just go with, you should give the money, give the ring.
Don't give a ring!
No. Give the ring as they're walking down the aisle, and then go under the chuppah. That's what Rabbi's saying.
Terrence said, no, I didn't say that. I was asking a bigger question. Skip the ring. Let chuppah do everything. The answer is chuppah is not kedushin. You need kedushin. So even if this period is a chuppah, it won't make it biblical. You need a biblical kedushin.
So we're assuming kedushin is with the bia then.
Correct. There's three ways you can do kedushin with a lady: kesef, shtar, bia.
Doesn't he already have a
star? Chuppah is not a star kedushin. Chuppah is a financial document.
Chuppah is not one of the three.
There's a mandiyama in kedushin that says chuppah can work for kedushin, but we don't pass them that way. According to that mandiyama, you can skip the ring.
Don't tell Sheba.
It's a cheap ring, though.
Kedushin.
What are you talking about? Kedushin ring is cheap. $3, $30.
$200.
Yeah, it cost $200. When I got married, it was $20. $20 when I got married.
Everything, Rebbe, is expensive now. Everything is expensive.
White gold.
White gold. No, that's what it is, white gold.
Now they want singers now. I'm so upset.
Why are you upset?
Because I have to pay for it.
Rebbe, don't, please.
Blossom will pay for it.
Who?
Blossom. Send the bill to Blossom.
I did. Back.
Just take Blossom's account, you know what I mean? He takes my account, takes his account, you know what I mean? He puts it automatically on my credit card.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I gave him a shot because it's not worth it for my mom. I would do it any other way. Anyway. That's the first answer to Gemara. For Dr. Gemara, second tarot. Ravashi Amar, no. He never consummated that marriage. It was a rabbinic marriage. Who was the Shleika Hagen? The Fichach asked by Shleika Hagen of Avkinu Rabbanon the Kedushim and they. Rabbanon are upset at this guy. Here's a woman married rabbinically to Reuven. In the bridal litter, on the way to having her biblical marriage elevated, and this guy comes and takes her away. Hello? Like, where's your Menschlichkeit? So Rabbanan went and they took the second Kedushin off. Because anybody that's Mekadosh has died to the Rabbanan Mekadosh. Rabbanan said, it's not a Kedushin. He's not married to the second guy. Really, biblically, she would be married to the second guy. But they thought, this guy? The Knights of Arf. No way he could get Master Yaina. And yet, Rabbanan, that's why she doesn't need to get to the second one. She's not married to the second one. Because Rabbanan removed it. Frank the Gemara. Amalei Ravina the Ravashi Tinuk the Kaddish Makasma. With money, you can do this. You can say that the money is not Kedushin. It's a present. But Kaddish Bia, my. What's going to happen with Bia? I live with her. Gemara's Havamina is that we wouldn't make his Bia's nus. That's why, yes, Shabu Rabbanan the Blas of Bia's nus. Yes, we would. Period. Rashi. Some Rashi.
How could she go back?
Good question. So the question is, yeah, it depends. If she lived Baratzen with the second guy, go back to her first husband. She was Nizana.
Well, it had to be Baratzen. It wasn't a marriage.
No. Well, he could have made the Kedushin and then forced her to live. So if he lived behind us, he shouldn't be able to go back if he was a Kayan, but she wouldn't be able to go back if it was Yisrael. The Kedushin doesn't answer it to her husband.
No, but why would she accept one Baratzen?
I don't know. Maybe she changed her mind and said, I want to live with you, and he forced her. And you're right. It probably didn't happen that way, but if it did, she would be able to go back to her first husband. If she agreed, He was an Eishes Ish that was Mazana. We're not saving the first marriage. We're ruining the second marriage. Rashi.
That's his word, chutzpah. Does that indicate...
Where?
Earlier. Also, chutzpah.
He grabbed her.
Does that mean that she didn't do it willingly?
No, the kedushin had to be willingly. If not, it wouldn't be a kedushin.
It's word chutzpah.
Took her away. Just means took her away. It has to be that she agreed to kedushin. If not, it wouldn't be nothing. Then we wouldn't be talking. Rashi, Kafkin Rabbanan Kedushin Minei Dechom Mekadesh Toilu Medas Chachamim Hu. He says it depends on the Chachamim. The Kedas Moshe V'Yisrael Kaminan. Hariyat V'Kedesh Yisli B'Tabazu Kedas Moshe V'Yisrael. Rabbanan Amri, the Chait of Ishim Mibaylo doesn't have a Kedushin. You do this, no Kedushin. Tenech the Kedush B'Kasmi G'Lameymar, Kafkin Rabbanan Kedushin B'Shava Matana, Mos Matana. They take the money and say it's not a kedushin; it's a present. The hefker bezin, no, you hefker bezin has a right to do this with money. Kaddish v'bia, my hefker bezin, he can lemeimer. Shavu lebo'os nesus, v'hu b'daitem tali. And again, he said it's up to the rabbi. They said it's not a marriage. Don't think about it. Amar v'yudah amar shmul halacha k'rabbi Eliezer. We paskin like Rabbi Eliezer back in the Mishnah. That by the Tana and the Gzaila, we tell her to be Mamayan. We ask her to be Mamayan. Remember, that was a three-way Machlokes. That's how we passed him. Say number of blood. How long is Rebbe Eliezer? Rashi, Rebbe Eliezer, the Malamdin HaKtana Shittimoyim. That we teach the Tana to do Mia.
You force her to do it, like against her will?
Malamdin means you beg her. You persuade her. You buy her a Barbie doll. You sell Barbie dolls anymore. Cabbage Patch. I don't know what's up in style now.
You still a few years back, right?
I know, I'm trying to catch up.
Yeah, but Unger still sells them. You see him go there? Talk always complains no room for these. You have room now. Would you pay something?
Cabbage Patch to me is the raya of the silliness of people.
Why?
People were paying so much money for stupidity. It lasted 3 months or 4 months.
Longer than
that. Yeah, it lasts longer than that. Then it's over and done with. Like the pet rock. Pet rock. You're dating yourself as you talk about pet rock. I still remember the pet rock. Pet rock. People spent $3 for pet rock. So it must have been a year the thought of it. Must have made millions of dollars.
What is it? Pet rock.
He put a rock in a little case and he sold it as a pet rock. You can buy it as a pet. You don't have to feed it. You don't have to take care of it.
Remember it?
And he had a way to tell you how to make the rock turn over on its own. Like a whole procedure. And at the end it said, if it doesn't work, it must be you have a dumb rock. And everybody bought it. $3. And this guy must have walked away. He went to a place where it was rocky, picked up a rock, put him in a little container that cost him 25 cents, and he made a killing. And because people were stupid. That's what it is. Okay. Right. No different than people spend money in a brown jersey, you know what I mean? People spend money on stupidities. Right. Mishai Nasi Shnei Yisayim.
After the Shir Rebbe, Nasi Roka Maisa.
We're learning, we're learning.
But you'll love this one, but a guy with Kaddishim Shmayim for going.
A beautiful thing.
Do you have time
right before? I don't know about time, but you'll remember to tell me a different time. Mishai Nasal Shnei Yisayimus Ketanis. A guy married to two Yisayimus Ketanis rabbinically. Mace, and he died. So his brother has a rabbinic obligation of Yibum, or Chalitza. Now, he can do it to any one of the two. Because, just like by biblical, if a guy is married to two wives, you only have to do Bir Chalitza to one. So, rabbinically, if he's married to two wives, you only have to do Bi'ur Chalitza to the one.
No, they're same as Tara's Gedolah.
Exactly. Carbon copy of Gedolah. Exactly. Now, this is not a Kiddush. The Kiddush is which we're leading up to. Umeis, Bi'aseh Chalitza Shalachas Men Pateres Sarasa. Bechenish Techa Rashas. Now, this is something that we mentioned maybe passing a number of times, but we never concentrated on this, and this is going to be a major sugya. Biblically, a woman that's a chareshes cannot get married. Chareshes is one that can't speak or hear. Biblically, we do not consider her about das, and therefore we do not allow marriage. However, the Rabbanim instituted marriage for Chareshes. So again, it's a rabbinic marriage. So a guy married two girls that are Chareshesim. Two rabbinic marriages with girls who can't speak or hear. And he died. Again, these are two rabbinic marriages. It emulates or it follows the rules of the Deraisa, that you do bir chalitza to one, and the pater is the other.
I mean, the first case is
can't do chalitza, by the way. No. A chareshes can't do chalitza, so it would have to be bir to one, pater is the other.
The first case is katanim. There was two katanim when they...
Yes. And both of these are not kedushim. It's just saying, rabbinic follows biblical. Here comes the case that starts being a little bit more of a chiddush.
Why is it not a chiddush? I mean, she's a little nana, or she has no doubt, how could she accept it?
Yes, she can't do chalitza now. She would have to do chalitza when she gets older. But one would be enough. Chareshes can never do chalitza, can only have yibum. And a ketana can have yibum according to everybody. Yes, you don't need das for chalitza, for yibum. Yes.
Of course, can have a get either.
Who? Yes, she can. She can have a rabbinic marriage and a rabbinic get. She has to be able to talk by chalitza. We had that earlier. She has to be able to say the words like chafatzi, man yibami lahakim abu shem balkim liyavi yabmi.
Yes.
And the Gemara asked the Kasha, how you don't have to say it? And the Gemara said, Kalaroy labila, bila makevesba, and bila makevesba. It has to be able, she has to be able to speak.
Oh, who was that Yasser?
That's not Ma'akev, but it has to be someone that's able to speak, the Gemara said. That's what the Gemara said.
So
the Yasser was the Mishnah, and then the Gemara said, Chareshes can't do chalitza. The Gemara wanted to know why not.
On the Katana, he does Yibum
Drabana? No. Katana, Yibum doesn't need Das. If the Yibum Drabana becomes his biblical wife, why wouldn't he not marry her Deraisa?
So we have such a way of making a Katana, a Bias Katana, a Deraisa?
Yeah, correct. Yibum makes a Bias Katana Deraisa, correct. Oh, one minute. It's a good question you're asking me. Because Lamaisi is making his own Maisi Kedushin Deraisa. Maybe not. Maybe she remains Drabon until she becomes a Gedola.
Anyway, when she becomes a Gedola, that'd be a
Mitzvah. Right, the same as her husband. Correct. Here comes the Chiddush of the Mishnah. Ketana v'Chareshes. Reuven married two rabbinic marriages. One to a 10-year-old girl, and one to a 15-year-old Chareshes. He's married rabbinically to two. However, they're not necessarily even. Ein bias achas mem pateres terasa. Here you can't just do yibum to one. And the Gemara is going to explain what to do. It's complicated. And the reason is, the Gemara is going to have two pshatim, and Rashi quotes one, because the one he wants more is more married to him than the one he wants less. Both are rabbinic marriages. Both are valid. But one is more and one is less, depending on who he wants more, who he loves more, who he's more attached to. The Gemara is going to talk about this, but that's the way Rashi explains it in the Mishnah, so that's the way I'm going to explain it.
The original husband? First husband?
The original husband. Therefore, he's more married to one than the other.
The
young. No. The original husband.
But then he died.
Right. So we don't know who is his main wife. And his not main wife can potter his main wife.
We don't know. We know then.
Who says that you can, even on this, is this
Katana or something? One is a Katana, one is a Chareshes.
Okay, I'm saying, but who says that you yourself with what's it called? Makshava can make it one of
them. This is a big Chiddush in the Gemara. The Gemara is going to talk about it, so we'll leave it for the Gemara. You know what I mean? This is just explaining it that way, because that's how Rashi explained it. I don't have to be smarter than Rashi.
Do we have something? Main wife?
No.
It's brand new.
Brand new. It's only by rabbinic. By the biblical, you're going to make absolutely no difference. Only in rabbinic that we entertain that. And again, the Gemara is not going to stick to that, at least the main chat in the Gemara, I mean, the other chat in the Gemara is not going to go with that.
Is it going to be explained in the Gemara further?
Right there. Rashi, Shtei Yisaimus, Nachrius, not related to each other. Nachrius here doesn't mean Goyim, it means not related. Who is his main wife? Not the Mishnah Vayter. The Daila Uktana, Biasak Daila Patera Saktana. I'm sorry, I skipped. Pekachas Mechareshes. Person's married to two wives, one biblically, one rabbinically, and he died. So Biasak Pekachas Patera Sakareshes. Yibum to the Pekachas will absolve the Chareshes. Or Chalitza. What? Not Ektana, but they're rabbinic anyway. Vein Bias Chareshes Patera Sakareshes. Yibum to the Chareshes won't get the Pekachas off the hook. She's a biblical Yivama, and nobody freed her. Rabbinic Yibum can't free a biblical Zika. G'daylu Ktana, Bias Agdayla Pateras Aktana, Vein Bias Aktana Pateras Agdayla, for the very same reason. What?
At least
no, we're just pointing it out because the Gemara is going to delve into all this, so the Gemara wants to point it out. Look to Mishnah Vayta. Notice that the Mishnah said by Chareshes, right, he's married to two Chareshesen, he can do Biyar Chalitza. The Mishnah said by Yisaimus Ketanus Biyasna Chalitza, and it says the Chen Shtei Chareshes. That means the Mishnah seems to be indicating that by Chareshes, Chalitza is an option. Again, the way the Mishnah set it up, the guy's married to two Ketanus, the Biyar of one or the Chalitza can potter the other. The Chen Shtei Chareshes. It means we're offering you both options, Bia or Chalitza. Chalitza by Chareshes? Frak the Gemara by Chareshes bas Chalitza he? But not. Cheresh shenechlatz. A Cheresh, that's the man. He can't talk. The Chareshes shecholtza. Or Chalitza minakotten. Chalitza subsuba. It's a non-Chalitza. So how can that Mishnah refer to an option that a Chareshes should do Chalitza? It doesn't work. Amar Rav Gidl Amar Rav Abia. You're right. The Mishnah did not mean to make a total comparison. Just Yibum. Rashi? Eshes Bat Chaliti, the 20 Masnitsa V'chein Shtei Chareshes. Rav Amar, Rav offers another answer. And this Rav's answer will be the discussion of the next Amar of Gemara. Avilu Teima Chalitza. Kam B'chareshes Mikara, Kam B'chachas V'chach Nechareshes. Let me explain this. Rav is saying, Chareshes can't do a biblical chalitza. But when the marriage is rabbinic, the rabbanon allowed for a Chareshes to do a rabbinic chalitza. This Chareshes was only married rabbinic. Therefore, all she has to do is remove a rabbinic zika. So the rabbanon said, let her take off her shoe and not talk. If the marriage was biblical, she was a regular lady, turned into a Chareshes. Now when her husband dies, it's a biblical Zika. She can't do Chalitza, because biblically she has to be able to talk. For a rabbinic Yibum, for a rabbinic bond, the Rabbanon instituted a new kind of Chalitza, a speechless Chalitza.
Enough to release her Sarah?
Who's also rabbinic. Who's also rabbinic.
They don't need both rabbinic.
Correct. Rav is saying a new chiddush. That just like this biblical chalitza, they instituted a rabbinic chalitza for rabbinic marriages. Which is going to be the discussion for the next Amud, and we're going to end it at a shlug up Rav. But that's Rav's teretz to be discussed in the Mishnah.